Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
MTV's official challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Well, hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world-famous Joe Grande and the Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman. And we have an exciting show for you today, Joe.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to us all around the world. We greatly appreciate it. Mark, we greatly appreciate your presence here with us.
Thank you. I like being here.
Welcome back.
It's pretty odd to have you here, folks. If you ever want to call Mark, it's 562-999.
Never mind.
Or if you ever want to give us a call, it's
1-800-420-1980.
And make sure you check out our website, of course, Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And check out our Instagram pages for daily news and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101. At @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at one Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And, you know, before we start this show, you guys, we have quite a few people here that work with us that are on the show right now. And Pitt, can you turn on that end mic so I can call people up here real quick? I want to ask a couple questions to some of the people here that are here. Matter of fact, starting with you, Christian, as I just see you. Step up to the mic, young man.
Oh, no.
Christian is one of the interns that works with us. And I just want the audience out there to hear a story from somebody who works with us on what it was like to roll with Cannabis Talk 101 to your first expo when you went to Vegas with us. Please share a little bit.
MJ Biz?
He went to MJ Biz with us.
And get tight on the mic, hotshot.
And not only that, you know, explain to the listeners how you even met us and came aboard with us so that people can realize what type of show and what we do.
Mind you, this dude's a savage, man.
Matter of fact, Christian, we love you.
He's a sleeper.
It's just randomly, I seen you and I was like, oh, I've been wanting to talk to you. And we've just been talking about you behind your back in great ways. So tell the folks how you found us and how you came aboard with us.
Well, I go to school over at Dominguez Hills, and I was looking for an internship from my program that's for film and television, and one of the listings for an internship was for you guys at Cannabis Talk, and I was like, you know,
Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah, Cannabis Talk 101. Yeah,
get all in there. We branded and trademarked that.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did.
So, there's Cannabis Talks out there somewhere.
Not Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah, so one of them was for Cannabis Talk 101, and I was like, you know, I like cannabis, so I might as well see what's going on. So I hit him up, and Jennifer, our lovely supervisor, hit me back, and was like, "Hey, come in for an interview." And came in, and she liked my work and what I can accomplish. So she gave me the job right on the spot, and you know, it's been a blessing and been amazing ever since.
So the question, answer the question. Let's go back to the question.
No, he answered the how he got here.
That's the
best question.
Let's hit him all. I know.
So now the next statement that I really wanted to bring you up here with was
bust because balls,
I like it. I like
Come
it.
Come on, man.
How was your experience? Because you're in studio with us here in Orange County, which is fine. I don't know if that's a big experience, but maybe to you it is, and most people that come in probably it is, and I'm just underplaying it because I do it every day. But I feel like the big experience, or talk about the difference, maybe the experience of being here and then the difference of going on the road with us.
Yeah.
I think the road is a very different experience because it feels like it's a much bigger scale. You know, there's a lot more people out there, and you know, you kind of get to see firsthand of what you guys are really about, you know. And
what do you mean by that? He's like, you're an asshole.
Don't say nothing.
No, feel free.
No,
you like where you're
there's
working
nothing
at
off
right
limits.
Well, maybe for
until
Blue
we say off limits.
No, you guys get to see like your kind of like true personalities and the people in the industry you kind of gravitate towards you guys, and it kind of shows you firsthand what really the scale this show can go, and you know. Like I said, like the biggest scale you guys can go, and what kind of like people that really are like can be a part of this, and
sure,
it's really exciting.
What's one favorite part of going to MJ BizCon?
Was probably seeing Jim McMahon and Lil Kim. I think that was really
dope.
Those
are good interviews.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun. Cal, get right behind him. I want to ask you next. Cal, come up to the mic. We're going to do our staff and interns that work with us so that you guys, if you ever don't go to an event, maybe you can experience it with us as well. Cal's been with us. Cal was actually introduced to me by Big Boy, ironically. I met him
Shout
at...
Shout out to Big
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, and well, not introduced to me by Big Boy, but we were at the same event with Big Boy, and we started chopping it up. Cal
well,
came
he
to
actually,
interview me.
Cal put you to work.
Oh, yeah. Cal was like, can you pick up that garbage real quick?
Yeah,
and he's like, hey, can you hold my water? And I'm like, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm holding his water, and he's like, thanks. And then somebody goes, hey, dog, you know that's Joe Grande, right? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know that's you. I go, dog, I don't mind. I'll still hold your water, player. I'm not tripping about you asking me to hold something for you and picking up the garbage. I'm of service everywhere I go. He's like, but I wouldn't have asked you. I'm like, well, I'm glad you did because I did it. That being said, Cal, you've been with us for a minute now, and that was your first event that you went to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about it. What was your experience going on the road with us?
The best.
Right into the mic, too.
Tighten up, hotshot.
The best way I can describe it was it's definitely a growing experience. You know, just like our boy Christian just said right now, you know, it's definitely, you know, I would say same animal, different beast type of thing, you know, where you can definitely make the claim to team no sleep, you know what I mean?
Has no sleep.
Yeah.
We push hard.
Mm-hmm.
We push real hard. The whole team does. Mark went the whole 14 days without
Indeed.
Sleep.
Mark was up
I
for 14
stop.
Days.
I don't stop.
And he doesn't do drugs, which is crazier.
Only cannabis.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. Only cannabis.
And, you know, it was no surprise with you,
Joe.
You
tighten up, hotshot.
It was no surprise with you, Joe, because, I mean, hey, I know you have done this for, you know, 2+ decades, you know. So, I mean, like Christian said, everyone gravitates towards you naturally. Blue, you truly are exactly what you claim to be. You are, in fact, a rock star, sir. Under, you know
you,
what
sir.
I mean? No,
thank
no debate
you.
About that. And, you know, legend, you defied all odds with exhibit thought was the impossible. You know what I mean? Which I'm sure we'll be seeing the video for that. You know,
well,
he smoked,
let's talk about that. Exhibit came on the show, if you heard the podcast, and challenged Mark to smoke the, what was called
the grenade, the napalm grenade.
And Mark
napalm.
Did it at like started doing it at 1 a.m. folks. This was the type of event we had. Mm-hmm. He started smoking that at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
While I was hosting a nice gathering of people, while I was doing script challenges and working, doing all that.
If I'm not mistaken, Christian showed up, who was just talking on the mic to that party about 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
is when he showed up
like,
to that party.
Yeah, we were like, I was trying to
hey,
leave.
Christian, you guys just came in. Him, Jennifer, Eric,
mind you, we had just got off actually because we just left another. Another event, you know, it's like, okay, we're gonna land here and we're leaving, and Mark's doing this crazy challenge, and so we literally just came out of what is it? Fairchild event.
Yes.
We left the Fairchild event and we're like, do we want to go there? And it was like, we can literally skip a rock there. So we're like, okay, let's stop by.
Literally.
Let's walk in there. We got in there and Fairchild ended like at 1 a.m. or whatever. But so we get there though and we're sitting there and Mark's like, I'm doing this challenge and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, I got to be real 100. That really ain't the challenge unless Exhibit's there. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't have Cash or someone else co-signing. It just ain't going to work. You know what I mean? You need Exhibit there.
I disagree. I 100% disagree.
We'll see if he acknowledges it. You know what I'm saying?
He already did. We ran into him at Big Mike's Halloween party. I told him what I did and he's looking forward to seeing the video.
He is. That's funny.
I agree, but I saw the video. I saw the video.
That's not the video. That he's gonna see.
Okay, that's the trailer, the teaser. That's the teaser.
You actually saw something you were never supposed to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's not.
Okay.
Wow. That's not.
I'm
the
just
finish.
Saying. I think
that's
he
not
should
the
be
finish.
There.
Anything.
I think the big moment. And are you scared to smoke another one? Is that why you're just backing
out? No, no. I want
him afraid to smoke something. Please.
I want it to be set up. If he's gonna be there,
that's how
me and him are gonna smoke 3.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's my challenge to him now that I did his challenge.
Well, I don't think he's going to. So I think you should do his challenge with him there. That's all I'm saying. And I was there and I watched you do it. I mean, I'll be the first. I'm not taking.
We can
that
do
away.
It again.
I think you should. I think you should do it with him.
He was invited.
He didn't show. He no showed. Oh, he no showed.
He was invited, right?
Daniel, get ready to walk over here on this mic too. But Kel, anything else that you want to say about the event that you thought was relevant and great for you? Actually, as a matter of fact, let me ask you, like I asked Christian, one big memory of it that you went home and like was like, oh my God, what was it? I'm sure there were several stories, but what was the story that you went?
Keep it clean.
Well, yeah.
Hold on, you're gonna put the curse on me. I'll just leave it at that. Mark's a challenger, napalm.
Mark's napalm challenge was a big one.
At the after party.
After party. Daniel, get over here. I want to hear from you. Daniel's another guy who I actually met through Cal. And both Cal, Daniel, Christian have been such blessings
to the team.
These
boys are hustlers,
these
man.
Guys
everybody
work
you
so
just
hard.
Heard from, everybody you just heard from, everybody you're about
you,
to hear
you wish
from,
they were on your team, folks.
Let
these
me
guys
tell
are
you,
soldiers.
We got a real squad. Our team moves.
Daniel, yeah, appreciate and not you. Only that, the way you guys, both you and Christian, will carry a tripod, a camera, this and that, hand a motherfucker water. You guys are just team players. I love you. So that was actually your second trip, though, with us because
yes,
you actually got a chance to roll with us out to Houston to C3 Counterculture Convention, which was dope. In itself. Now I want you to talk about the differences that you've seen and felt, because now that you've been to a few spots with us, what is your experience that you can tell the audience out there of how it is to roll to an event?
Yeah, well, truth be told, this is my third event with you guys.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Did
What's
champs.
Your name? Oh, that's
he
right.
Said we did champs. He said we did champs. And champs ain't no joke.
Hey, dog, champs was. Oh, I remember you and champs. Yeah, come to think of it, I got a story about you and champs.
Hello. You know,
somebody else too.
Yeah, somebody else, hello.
That's but, right.
Not a player, game, player. Joe, not a game.
It's not funny until someone gets laid.
But,
oh, here we go.
Yeah. Nah, but, this time around, it was
You killed it at all events, too, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate you. But, shouts out to the crew, because this one was more of a larger scale. We had all hands on deck, you know?
Yes, it was.
You mean you had help?
Yeah. Well, the first one we did, we took him out. We just shot.
We didn't do the show set. We just went walking and partying. Yeah, that was actually, though, that was a unique situation, though, in my opinion, because you got to, like, be with us in a tighter scenario, I felt like.
Oh, it was, you know,
I mean, you
rolled
with us everywhere. Like, you know, we're going to this club, we're going to that club.
Yeah, we were bouncing.
Every meal, it was dope.
But
explain, how did MJ BizCon feel for you? And, you know, tell us about it for you.
Man, incredible experience. You know, there was a lot of people there, a lot of great talent. You know, I seen a couple people I didn't expect to see. Scott Storch. I heard Mike Tyson was in the building. I didn't get to see him, but, you know, people like that, you know. A lot of hard work.
Of hard work, and it doesn't go unappreciated.
How many hours a day were you working?
15. Nah, just kidding. Nah,
no,
it was,
no, you ain't lying. We all do. You ain't lying, because then we went from there to the strip club, and we had to set up and do work there, so you ain't lying, dog. And we were up at 9 in the morning. Yeah,
and when he said strip club, we took over the Hustler strip club.
Yeah, it was a party. Yeah.
And we made it a very classy event.
It was work.
No, it was.
You know, when we go to these after parties and gatherings and get-togethers, it's work.
It's
we
a job,
are there
dude.
As Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah.
You guys make it look so easy, though, man.
And all that. But it's
you guys come with that, you know, the outfits and the
five different outfits.
You guys just turn on
per
the,
day.
Turn on the sparks that makes this shit magic, you know. So
it's called kind. Swagadelic is what it's called.
It's called swaggy.
The spark can't get turned on without the plugs that come behind it.
And
so.
That's true. And you guys are the plugs. That's 100%. That's why I wanted to talk to you guys and let people hear your voices and recognize you for the men and women that you guys are. But what's that one story that you went home and told your boy? Is there one? Or is there two?
You can say.
Come on, Daniel. What's it like? Oh, my God. I can't believe
it's Vegas.
What?
You know what happens in Vegas? Never happens.
You know, the night that we had the party, the after party at Hustlers, that was crazy. The music was crazy. Upstairs, the third level or whatever, they were playing like some jungle drum and bass stuff. Like, that shit was crazy. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just a lot of stuff going on, man. So yeah, the whole thing. No, I'm not gonna lie though. The penthouse he had, yeah, that was crazy. I never been up to no house like that ever in my life. You know?
Yeah. Oh no, that's real like a $2 bill. You gotta look at it like, wait a minute. Let me see both sides of that.
It was inspiration, man. It was inspiration going into places like that. So you know, I appreciate you guys for bringing me along and stuff like that. It's been a journey, you know, so far, and I look forward to you know.
To many more. Many
absolutely.
More. Well, you'll be a part of many more because we love you. And it's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, you guys, I got a story about vaping. You're going to want to hear
this.
We got to
hear from Artza and Pitt. We got to finish, baby. We ain't going to let that go. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Check this out, guys. It is going down in Long Beach, guys. It's a street festival provided by Immersia, Blacklist, Cannabis Talk 101, and Catalyst. It's going down, guys, at Pine Street in between 4th and 6th Street in downtown Long Beach, guys, and it is about to go down tomorrow. Yes, it is, guys, and it's for Veterans Day. I know it's the day after Veterans, 2 days after Veterans Day, but they are supporting them.
Can't wait.
And, you know, it's going to be an amazing, amazing time, guys. And Cannabis Talk 101 is sponsoring the Veterans Stage, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But this is amazing for me because right now we're talking
first
to
free veterans. First 250 free veterans will get a gift bag too that's sponsored by Catalyst.
Oh, that's right. First 250 veterans that come in are going to get a free gift bag. And I heard this gift bag is loaded with cool stuff, guys. So make sure you check that out, guys. It's going down. We got to reach out to some of the Weed for Warriors and teams like that out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mark, that's going to be a
Let's
good
get
event.
Get them all involved, guys. But, you know, this is awesome, Joe, and I appreciate you actually for bringing the team up and kind of, you know, asking them about their experiences, you know, because it's important to hear, you know, how they started, where they're at now, and what they've seen and what they think about being on the road.
Yeah, and
I want the
people that are listening to our show to meet some of these people that you hear us thank on a daily basis for the show. And
that's
as you
great.
Just heard from several people right now, some of the guys, and now we want to bring on the queens of our staff.
Hello.
Erica and Jennifer. Welcome you guys to the show.
Hey guys, thanks
guys
for randomly bringing us on while we were working.
And it's funny because, yeah, you guys, for those who don't know, like Jennifer oversees all it feels like everything
everybody
else
you
Chris
heard.
Franchino doesn't do. So it's like these two are just such big parts of the crew and company. And Mark, for you to say that you literally remember the day that she started as an intern.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to start here. But all that being said, Jennifer, we're talking to the crew and staff saying, what did you like? But you have such a bigger journey. I'd like to go deeper with you and say, what have you learned from your internship and seen from the growth of this company and where it's at now, because we just came off a big, huge MJ biz. And share with the audience that's listening, going, wow, somebody that started with meeting Mr. Christopher Wright Blue 5 years ago? How long ago was it?
It'll be 5 years in December.
December what?
It was like a few days before Christmas, because I waited after to show you my first video that I made.
2016. Yeah.
And
2016,
December. Which was coincidentally when
the Pop Brothers at Law came and joined Cannabis Talk 101. Probably 3-4 months before that.
Well, also it was when legalization of cannabis happened.
2016.
Correct. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, because it was like, you know, we were already pushing, but the 2016 is when Proposition 64 came, Jennifer came, the Pop Brothers at Law came. I mean, all of it kind of happened. We legalized at the same time, brought the Pop Brothers in, then Jennifer came in after. I mean, after
we did a thing on a story on Instagram.
How did you hear about it, Jennifer?
I was following the Pop Brothers at Law, and they posted an ad, like, we're looking for interns to come work with us on Cannabis Talk 101. So, of course, it came down, and he introduced me to Blue, and I was there with Gilbert.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but...
Brought your husband?
Yeah, and it was funny, because we were doing an interview with Blue, and he's, like, right there, just saying all these good things about me, and I'm like, let me talk.
You're like, okay, bro, of course you're going to talk well.
Just of note, our young associate attorney, Patrick... was at that same intern.
Yeah, call. He showed up. Well, he flew in from
Tennessee.
He flew in from Tennessee. To intern with us as well. And he was like, yo, I want to be an attorney. This is that. He's like, I know this isn't for attorney work, but like, he showed up, dude. And we had like the full
house
that
day.
Yeah, in Garden Grove.
Yeah, Garden Grove. We were in Garden Grove. We must have had like 70 people there. And we used to have a lot more people. We had a studio audience before, and we had green rooms. And we had a little too much fun before. You know what I mean? We were learning, you know.
But that's what came out of it. And right here, hard work, perseverance, and willingness to come in and intern, which is unpaid. Most internships are unpaid. You know, Jennifer, how was that? You get in, you get the position. What happens to you?
Oh, well, everything just went up for me. Cause,
going up and it's up. When it's up and it's up. What do you mean?
Well, before working here, I was working at a local news station, and they weren't doing too well. You could see that they were, you know, losing their pace. And then I stumbled across you guys, and luckily there was opportunity to grow within the company, and I did. And I just stuck by it and just worked really hard and sacrificed.
Well, right now, you know, how many people do you think you're managing here at Cannabis Talk?
She could tell
definitely
you, I'm
15.
Sure. Yeah,
she's got 15 people under her in 5 years, guys. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yes,
yeah,
she is running the media show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, I've
that's amazing.
You know, learned to love Jennifer. You know, we've had our battles, and she's a strong woman, so she knows how to battle. And we've watched her grow as we all have, you know, in the last 5 years, and you know. You know, Jennifer, you are a very interesting person, you know, and I don't mean that in any bad way. I'm sincere. Like, you look at things differently than others, and then you learn, and then you want something, and then you get it. Because I remember, you know, you know, there was a point where you're like, look, I don't want to do that part of it. And I'm like, Jennifer, you have to do that part, because we don't have anybody to do that part. Like, you know, it's like, dude, like, and then we battled on those things. Like, we literally would be like, you know, it's like, I don't want to take out the trash either, but I take out the trash, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to do this. And then, you know, but by her battling those things with me, you know, it helped me grow. Right, because now I thought, well, let's find another camera guy. Then, boom. Now, and then we had, you know, our battles with that. It's like, well, I didn't mean I didn't want to be at the event, you know. And it's like, well, you're not
it's
shooting
been great
anymore,
dancing,
you know. But and so you start to grow with those things, you know, and you start to understand. Okay, well, you know, now you're not in that position. Then it's like, well, you need to manage these people, you know. And she started managing these people. And, you know, tell us your experience with, you know, like, you know, bringing on, you know, new interns and watching the company growth, and what your thoughts are.
Well, we started doing that because we got signed at iHeart. We're shooting 5 times a week, so we needed the help. I couldn't do it all by myself, and neither could you guys. We had to bring more people in, and it was just awesome to grow. So now that I got a lot of people, we have a lot of help, and I'm just really thankful. And I learned from our interns as well, and they teach us a lot of things, and it's just a great experience.
One thing, let's talk about MJ BizCon for a second. And You know, tell us about your experiences with us at MJ BizCon and what it's like to be in a live setting with us versus in studio.
Oh man, it's fast paced as usual, but things are, you know, we have to make sure we're doing everything correctly, pushing out content for everybody because that's what the people want. It's just fast paced, everyone working really hard. We work hard and play hard, so that was a great experience as well.
One experience from MJ BizCon.
Yeah, something that stood out to you. What was your big, you came home and didn't tell your husband.
Not that part. Oh, man. What's
a good story for you?
Well, the party turned out to be way better than I expected it to be. It was like...
Oh, thanks for the support.
Yeah, so, no, like...
Thanks for believing in us. Yeah. Always believing in us.
Jeez, wow. Go ahead.
I knew we were going to throw a great party, but it was way more people than I expected. I was like, wow, that just went through the roof.
Yeah.
So that was
literally.
It's amazing to see our growth.
Almost
right?
got shut down.
Yeah.
So many people.
You know, it's funny because I was amazed too. You know, and not in the sense where it's like I know we're well loved and respected in the industry, but as we've watched it grow, you know, it's like. You know, we put it into Eventbrite or Event High, and then, you know, 1,500 people registered. Boom! And I was like, wow, that was quite a
few. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was a lot of people, you know? And then it's like, you know, and then you're like, yeah, you know, but that doesn't mean everybody's going to show up.
Exactly.
And then we put it up again, and another 500 people registered. And I'm like, you know, we had to leave it up because I'm like, leave it up because we need the leads, you know? But that lead gen from that was super important for us. And, you know, and as we got there, and it's like, you know, we showed up at like 9:30, which I, you know, my fault for doing that. I wish I would have showed up at right after the event. I even told myself, I need to go straight from the event to the event. I'll worry about showering and changing and do all that stuff. But I actually went back to the Airbnb, showered, changed, and then took a 20-minute nap that turned into 45 minutes. And I pulled up at, you know, at 9:15. And I'm like, damn, there's people in line at 9:15, you know. And it wasn't a lot, but it was like 10 or 15 people. And they were like, yo, are you going to let us in or not? And there was actually a position where I had to, like, stop a guy, and I had to go chase him down and be like, yo, dude, like, don't go spreading that rumor, because the guy at the front door was like, yo, we're not letting anybody up till 11, and he was talking about the top floor, at the top floor, you know, and he was like, we're not waiting till 11, he's like, I'm gonna tell everybody, we're all gonna leave, and I was like, and he's walking over there, hey, guys, trying to, you know, create this, like, bad vibe, and I had to walk up on him and be like, look, man, we're going to let you guys in right at 10 o'clock, like we said. It's at the top floor is not open until 11. We've got an exclusive, you know, comedy show going on for some clients upstairs. That after that show is done, we're going to let everybody else to come up there. But, you know, some of the sponsors and things like that had a comedy show going on for them, you know, that was, you know, for them. And so, you know, and even some of the other sponsors that weren't invited to that were like, yo, what's going on with that comedy show? How come I can't get up there? And we're like, yo, you're not part of that team, you know? But it was weird because at 10 o'clock, it was like, okay, there's like 300 people on the front. And then you're like, okay, like, this isn't going to fill this place. This is a 70,000 square foot, three level, you know, strip club that just has massive amounts of rooms and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, 11 o'clock, you know, I'm seeing like, okay, there's 500 or 700 people out front. Now I'm getting scared because I'm like, yo, dude, how are we going to handle all these people? An hour later, by midnight, there was 1,500 people out front. And they weren't happy. They were like, yo,
biggest event, like, for all of us too. Like, for this event and this thing, it was great.
Yeah,
and it didn't happen without everybody's help too. And that's why, just looking at everybody and looking at you, Jennifer, from changing this and changing that. And for folks that don't know, like, Jennifer has to change things for us on the fucking drop of a dime for certain things. I just sent her some emails, which I actually know how to speak to Jennifer, which is funny because she pointed it out to me today, which is like a dancing learning lesson of, I know how to speak to Jennifer and changing something like this page, and she just looks at it and she gets happy. Thank you, Joe. This is exactly what I needed, and I can do my job perfect for you guys. And it's just like that learning curve, and everything you do, Jennifer, doesn't get overlooked, and we just so appreciate you. That being said, we brought another young lady in here, Erica.
How is it working for Blue right here? Do you like it?
What do you mean?
Do you like it?
Did I like what?
Oh, she's gonna crush you. Don't let her crush you.
I'm gonna let her crush. I wanted to.
Don't let her
crush
you.
Yeah, let her crush
you. Do I like working with you?
Yeah.
Of course. I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
See that, Joe? How about Joe?
You have to go with the good and the bad.
Yeah. How about Joe now? She's like, oh, God.
How about Joe?
He's Joe.
Joe is awesome.
Yeah. Look at that, Joe.
You make things fun.
Erica, you started off as an intern your senior year in college with us. I'll never forget the day you came in with a group of different interns that we brought
all
in at
graduated.
That time, all graduating.
That was awesome.
And then we said, we want you on the team. Since you've been on the team now, you've been working in the office forever, and then you finally get a chance to go out to a few local events with us, I believe.
Well, she went from an intern to an employee.
Yeah,
let's not forget
that
part.
Now you're getting paid here. How is that going to MJ Biz and going to the big Super Bowl with us?
Actually, Zach was just asking me about events because he wants to go to events. And I told him, it's really fun, but it's tiring and really intense. Yeah. So, be prepared.
Explain.
It's just so fast-paced. Mm-hmm. So much work in so little time. But yeah. It's really fun overall.
It's like, and folks, if you're listening and think, we got to take this big show set, all these things, set it up there, and especially that
trust,
we had an after party.
Trust,
like,
lights,
we're all
LED
sitting there.
Lights.
We had everybody all hands on deck putting so much stuff together. So
the way
it
I
was
like
crazy.
To give people an idea, it's 22,000 pounds of freight.
Literally.
You know what I mean? So we push 22,000 pounds of freight across the United States, put it into a trade show. We unload it. First of all, we unload it from our office building into a truck. Then push
hold
it
on,
across.
Hold on. Up a two-story building with no elevator.
And we're on the second floor.
Yeah.
And we're on the second
break
floor,
that one
guys.
Down.
And we tear it all down. We push it into a truck, and then we move it across the country. And then we build it. Then we take it off the truck, build it in the show, do a show for sometimes 3 days, sometimes 2 days, sometimes 5 days. And then we tear it all down, and then we throw an after party at every night. And then we tear it all down, put it back, get it across country, and then put it back upstairs and do our show again.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. Erica, your memory that you went down with going, okay, this was the memory of MJ Biz. What is something? Going to Fremont Street and hanging out.
Yeah, that was fun.
I heard that from a few people. Well, that's funny because when I was driving home with Christian said going and hanging out with you guys on Fremont Street was one of the best times that he was out there. So I can't imagine what you guys did behind our backs like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that because, I was thinking about how when you, travel with people, I feel like that's, a way to bond. Because, I went to, Daniel was at Houston and Vegas. And
so now that's
I don't,
your dog,
I don't
right?
know who else I've been to both Houston and Vegas with. I haven't traveled a lot.
Sure.
So I just think traveling in general, there's a connection with those people.
You start to
bond. Oh, that's right, folks. For those that are listening, our cute little Erica, her very first plane ride was from L.A. to Houston. And it was the cutest thing ever. She had, guys, I've never been on a plane before.
And they made her sit alone.
Chris Franchino, you dirty bastard.
He upgraded his seat.
He updated his seat, was supposed to sit next to her. Erica, you're another one that we just truly appreciate. And all the videos that you're seeing are coming from a lot of people, but these two women are overseeing them and making sure that it's quality, and you guys are quality, and we love you very much.
Erica, yeah. Real quick, your best moment, though, was it Fremont? Is that what it was? Your best moment at MJ VizCon this year with us?
Actually, I think just going to a strip club for the first time. That was,
that was
really
your first
interesting
time at a strip club?
Experience. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That was cool.
She didn't give us the memo on that one.
I know. Jeez, I would have gave you a lap dance.
Yeah.
She told me a Daniel.
Did you get a lap dance?
No.
Oh, so you didn't go to a strip club then.
Yeah,
you just watched
it
in the strip club.
Rain. Okay. Well, it's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, we still got to hear from Pitt, Irtazar.
And Frank Kino.
We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go, I have to go. But it's been so fun,
and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy the world-famous Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the number one source for everything cannabis, and we thank all of you beautiful listeners out there for supporting our show and loving our banter.
And, you know, we just want to share with you guys some of the crew members that we have that really make the show work, because everybody you heard from, literally without them, we can't do what we do. So it's that being said, we just brought up Irtizar. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Irtiza.
Irtiza.
Yeah.
Irtizar, you started off as an intern as well from college?
I graduated like 2 years ago. I was working in New York in different channels and films and stuff. Then I decided to move to LA. I was still in New York. I was looking for internships to like mingle people new in industry. So I talked to Jennifer on over phone, and then I just came in for like 1 or 2 days, and I liked the vibe. It was a whole new world for me. I had zero experience with cannabis or stuff like that. But then
do
I
you
walked
smoke
in.
Weed now?
I used to smoke before also, like a little bit, but I didn't know like all these, like kind of, you know, this environment. Like, this is a big industry. I was like, okay, these are just dispensaries, but behind that, there's a whole new world.
Yeah.
And now, you didn't go to MJ BizCon with us, but did you?
No, I was at Butter's and
Butter. You were at Butter, and yeah, you were at Big Mike's event.
Yeah,
which Big Halloween Mike's party. Event might have, I mean, you already said this, that was the best party I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
And we threw an amazing after party, but
we
that
threw
party,
some parties,
I mean, that party, Big Mike, I'll hand it to you, player.
Oh,
you
my
take
God.
The crown from us in a heartbeat.
No.
So what was your vibe at hanging out with us at the Butter and Irtizar? I'm not Irtizar, and Big Mike's.
So when I posted on social media, like I'm working on these kind of events, like I got like tens of messages, like this is like a dream job, like for many, like hundreds of people in kind of like my industry. So it's like fun and job at the same time. And you guys are awesome to work with, like never had like, you know, such easy pace, like, you know, environment ever.
What did they say when you got your hand read or you did the cards? Because we were at the party together and I couldn't keep standing there so long and just sitting there. Did you end up getting the cards read with you by when we were at the party? Or is it a private thing you're not supposed to share what they said?
No, no, it's not like crazy. Like there was a girl, she just came out and she was like, this lady just sucked, you know? She is not good at all.
Oh, really?
So I was like, yeah, I already left, but Michael, he was there already. So I was like, okay, if you don't mind, can I come in with you? And she was just talking about random stuff, yeah.
Oh, nothing too great. But it was fun they did the hand part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Irtizar, it's good to have you here. I know we're working on some film stuff with you and all kinds of
likewise,
great stuff. So
likewise.
You're an awesome asset to have here, and I just love your name as well, because Irtizar.
Irtizar.
So good. From Irtizar to Pit, get your butt over here, brother. Walk on up, because Pit, you hear us mention his name day in and day out. He's always a part of the show. He's our engineer of the show. He does everything for us as far as making sure the podcast gets up and running, and even calling me in the middle of Halloween to say, Joe, my logins got kicked out. I got messed up. I got a fat finger and I hit the wrong button.
Like, too many times they log you out.
How many times they log this dude out? We talk on the late night like that. That being said, Pit, you've known Blue for many moons. You've been around forever, it feels like. I mean, I remember seeing you when I first came around the Cannabis Talk Network and seeing you always engineering all that stuff. So you guys, though, go back to meeting back in the studio.
Four flats and a Cadillac.
With you know, Me Fly Music and, of course, Blue Fly Music doing his hip-hop and your hip-hop. But then you come on the show, and now you're just, you go everywhere with us.
We get the perks, boy.
Well, no. We get the perks because we get you. You are the perk that really does, you'll break your back for some, us, and we love you for that, dog. And it doesn't go ever unnoticed and ever unappreciative. So I just want to say that, and I love you like a brother, which is dope. And I want you to talk about your experience so people can listen, going, okay, I'm an engineer, started from Jump Street with these cats, and where it's at, and that experience you had at MJ Biz.
Well, MJ Biz was, it was dope. The after party was dope. I mean, the whole experience was dope. You know, I enjoy hanging out with you guys. You guys are great, you feel me? Like they said earlier, you guys are rock stars. So, you know, it's just a good experience. You know, me and Blue go back for, you know, about 15, almost 16 years now. So, you know.
We go way back, dude.
Yeah,
this just dude's been around.
I enjoy, you know, the come up, you feel me? I seen, you know, from the beginning, you know, and you know,
see me trapping out the studio.
Yeah, so, you know, to be able to see, you know, where you at now, you feel me? It's like, you know, I'm proud of Blue, you feel me?
Thank you, man. His
growth. And, you know, I'm there for him. You know, he's not just, you know, the boss man. You know, he's my friend.
Yeah, he's my brother, man. He's my brother.
That's great.
Yeah.
What was the story you came home and said to Goldie as Goldie was laid up?
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, it was epic. I was like, man, you just missed it. It was an epic party. You know, we talked to a couple of people at the club, and they was like, nobody throw a party like this except for Mayweather.
Yeah.
So that was probably one of the best things right there, just hearing how everybody was just, you know, bragging about the party and, you know, we'll send people.
You know
the
what's crazy
day.
Is that when we were literally sitting in a room, man, and just to kind of go back on that, like we're sitting in the room with the owners of this club, and they're like, hey,
recapping it afterwards.
Yeah, and we're talking about it, going over the recap, kind of going over everything, and then the guy sits there and he looks up and he's like, and I was like, man, what you guys could do better is, you know, have more staff and really staff up for this. We asked you to staff up for 1,000, 1,500 people. We know there was like 2,000 people there. But, you know, we at least asked you to staff up for that and you didn't, you know. And he was like, look, man.
Everybody says that.
He said, in 17 years, he said, people walk through this door and they tell us that they're going to throw a party and that there's 1,000 people going to be here. And they work out this great deal. They ask for free bottles and they ask for all this stuff. And then 300 people come through the door. And I've overstaffed and I lose money and they want their bottles. And you know, and it's a shit show, you know. And he's like, literally, he's like, the only other person that's done this in 17 years is Mayweather. And he was like, dude, you have my respect. He says, anytime you have this call, you make that call again, he's like, it's on, you know. And it's like, just for us, you know, to see that surrealness and our growth, you know, just be humble. And I tell people all the time, dude, like, we are accessible. You know, we are super accessible. We don't, you know, we don't put ourselves on any higher levels. I mean, we have some posture, you know, but ultimately, you know, we're very accessible to people. And the reason we do that is because we care and our staff cares and we train our team to care. And Pitt is one of those men that has been around me for so long and has always cared, you know, about, he's always got my six or my 12 or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Behind, he's always got your back. You know,
always.
And for someone to always have your back like that, and just knowing that, you know, where we come from, what we've been through, you know, we've seen each other grow quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we also see the future. You know, it's like right now you can see the future. We know what our future looks like, you know, and it's super bright. And it's exciting to be working next to you, brother. And like I said, I love you. I value everything. What is your favorite moment at Cannabis Talk 101, man?
Being at the Airbnb with you guys.
Really?
You feel me? Yeah, hanging out with you guys, waking up, you feel me? We eating breakfast in the
morning. Oh, you made a good breakfast that day too, Pitt. You
smoking,
made a good breakfast.
Chilling.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I like the moments when you smoke cigars with me and then complain about it later, going, damn,
God,
I want to smoke.
Damn, my fucking chest.
Why'd I smoke another cigar with Joe?
Am I supposed to hit that? Like, what is this?
And then he comes back at the next event, Joe, you got another cigar for me? That motherfucker, you just complained 2 weeks ago at the last event. I'll smoke one. Just give me one.
Chilling, smoking with Joe.
Chris Franchino, walk your butt up here. I can't wait to hear that.
This guy in the back, man.
Hasn't been to an event with us yet. He hasn't been to an event with us.
Also, tell them what the owner said about Pitt though at the club real quick.
Oh, Pitt can get a job there.
Pitt, oh, so Pitt, yeah, that's
the
right.
Owner loved Pitt so much. So he, which was so dope.
Well, the thing is let me tell the backstory on it, because this guy's arguing. You know, he's arguing at the front. You know, he's arguing at the front door. And the guy's yelling at him. And he's like, give me the manager. And then the real management of the company walks up. And he's like, you know, and he's standing there. Pitt's at the door. You know, mind you, Pitt wasn't even supposed to work the door. Neither was I. Neither was any of us. I mean, I literally had to work the door because they weren't, you know, it was collapsing out front. We were just going to get stampeded. Okay. Like, borderline, they were just going to run through the door, you know. And so I was out front, back up, turn over here, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, man. This is what it is. You know, get in line, you know. And the guy's yelling at Pitt. And finally, he's like, you know, he turns to the management, you know, because management's all in a suit. Pitt's looking fresh, too. And the guy's like,
he had on a pickle barrel.
He's yelling at the manager now and telling, and he's like, well, who's in charge here? And he's like, he is. And he points to Pitt. Oh. And he's like, and you ain't getting in. Boom. And they all point.
Like they knew what they're doing.
They both point. And this dude just turns around and was like, looked at his friend. And his friend was like, man, you fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's
like,
running your mouth.
You messed up, dude. And he's like, he's in charge.
And the boy brought, the manager brought you up too in the meeting, which was so dope. Dude, like, man, your guy.
And the manager looked at him at that moment, was like, you got a job here anytime.
Pitt said you got two options. You can either stay and wait in line or go home.
Yeah.
Danny, that's Danny over there, right? Danny, come over here. Come get on the mic too and talk about your experience as well before Chris Franchino wraps it all up and talks about how he has to deal with everybody and crush people's dreams. And
what's up, man?
Hurt people's feelings. Danny, you've been with us for about 3 months now?
About two months.
Yeah. And you've been a great asset, too, because you're so hands-on and willing to learn. You've actually been the only person that I think Daniel has tried to step up and fill in for Pitt one time. But if I'm not mistaken, you're the only one that's filled in for Pitt and got the audio out and pushed right.
Yeah, we've had a couple hired guns previously, but in the last six months, a year.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. In the last minute, you know what I mean, unless Pitt sends it to me, there's nobody that I could feel like, oh, you could do it. So my point is for you to learn that and do that, kudos to you. Not that it's fucking rocket science by any means neither, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kudos to you that don't think that didn't go unrecognized about what your skills are, player, because we see what everybody does around here.
Yeah,
whether we acknowledge it or not, we know exactly what everyone's doing and not doing, and we appreciate everything because it's what you're doing that matters. And you know me, I'm one to say something to somebody in a heartbeat anyways, especially around here. Like, hey, am I supposed to get that earlier like I told Daniel?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No,
so where do you come from? How do you end up here?
I started studying audio engineering kind of like halfway through college. I was kind of lost, and I kind of wanted to get into something like I was interested in at the time, like really interested in. So I went off to a different college, studied audio engineering there, got a certificate, and then went back to my college, got a degree in economics, but I still wanted to do audio. So I would do stuff at home, you know, have friends and stuff that they like recording and they need someone to, you know, mix their stuff and all that. And then, you know, I kind of just lent out a helping hand and I just kind of just messed around with it and tried to figure out a way to get an internship somewhere, you know, working audio or maybe at a studio or just anything.
Yeah.
And I reached out to you guys and Joe Grande got back to me pretty quick.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Well, it was through Handshake, I believe.
Oh,
the Handshake app.
Yeah.
So got back to me and then came in for the interview.
Come on, I did.
How was it? How was it?
It had your name
my
on
assistant
it.
My assistant
did it. It had his name on it. Yeah, exactly. His email. It's like, she?
Yeah.
So how was it, like, you know, walking into that board? Like, you know, we've got a unique board. We've got a nice board in front of us. You know, so did you know that board when you walked in? Or?
Right. So I forgot to mention that I volunteered for my church for about 6 months.
Yeah.
We're like right at the beginning, like right before COVID happened. Like right when it started.
When they had people going to church, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, people were going to church, but then it segued into them doing it online and all that stuff. So they had a board there at the church that was...
Like this?
Yes.
It was. Hamdulillah, that's dope.
It was like really similar to this. So I was like, yeah, I mean, when I saw it the first day, I was like, yeah, it looks pretty doable. You know, yeah. I worked with it before, so...
Let's go.
It was cool.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And tell us, do you enjoy being here?
Yeah, I love it. You guys are great. You guys are cool.
What's a big memory for you, Danny? What's a good one for you so far?
Good one so far. The butter event was cool. That was interesting.
That's
right.
You did go to that event with
us.
Okay.
I tagged along, so kind of checked it out, see how you guys move around and all that.
And for the team that's listening, and if you're watching, if you're part of us, if you ever want to roll with us, folks, you don't need the invite. You need to speak up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I want to roll. call us up. If you don't got one of our numbers, call Chris Franchino.
Look at the schedule.
909-442.
Look at the schedule.
And tell Chris Franchino I want to roll. But everybody here, that goes for that too. Like, don't get it twisted. If you know we're doing something and we didn't tell you about it, don't sit on your little butter box and slide down. Speak up and say, hey, can I roll?
Look at the calendar.
Yeah, just let's start roll. Like, yeah, I want to roll to that. I want to roll to that. So
you might get put to work, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm only saying that because we caught some feelings in the office of somebody who mentioned this to us, and I'm like, whoa, we didn't realize that that message wasn't delivered to everybody. And that goes for all you folks listening to us. You listening to us and you want to roll with us too?
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Yeah, come on down.
We're keeping it 100.
800-420?
Yeah, 1-800-420-1980. That's the number to call if you want to roll with us.
Show up and grow up,
don't just say, I want to go to a party. Know which one we're going to and or which one we're throwing, like Hall of Flowers coming up here in Palm Springs. Get with it and come roll with us.
Yeah.
Call us up early. You get on the VIP list. And you're in there like swimwear. That being said, Danny, we really, truly appreciate you and everything
man.
You do.
Great, bro.
Somebody
Thank
that
you.
We love that, folks, if you're listening to this.
And he's got the best hair in here.
Oh, he has the best, bro.
The best
this
is
the
it's
best.
Down right, it's down right now.
Oh,
but.
Man. It's
no, you
best,
seen when
bro,
I seen
bro.
It come out, I was like, dog, you need to rock that every time you walk into this
video. Pitt don't even know how to rock it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Pitt can't. If his fro don't look like that. Oh, no, it ain't that big.
No.
Chris Franchino does all of our business development, and he has so many things for us. And, Chris, you're such the biggest blessing in my book and eyes because we handle so many things together and you learned so fast and you did so much because it's not like, you know, we all come from this world of putting together, like, you know, insider folks, all of us are still learning around here too.
We
right
all learn, man,
we're all
day.
Learning. I mean, I come from the radio background with a lot of a little bit of stuff, but we're still learning stuff together.
Sure.
That is like, okay, let's implement this, let's implement that. You're bringing implements that you everybody else has done. That being said, Chris, you've been with Blue though for so many years. You guys go back to high school buddies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right after high school, probably.
Yeah, just right out. Right.
So you guys maybe have been even, boys forever.
Through,
and
maybe we've probably passed each other through high school, but like really started kicking it after high school.
And you've just seen the growth of Cannabis Talk 101. I mean, you've done a lot of things with the Cannabis Talk Network and doing things. You're a grower yourself. You have brands. You have all these kind of things that you've gotten your hands on. What's your experience that you could tell the listeners about what you've seen with Cannabis Talk 101?
Well, I mean, that we're real, right? We're actually... Like Blue always says and continue to say, is that we care for one. Cannabis Talk cares, but it's real. It's not just a podcast that you might hear of, or that's just stoner stupid, or it's a real show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a tangible. It's its own entity. It's got its own life breath, and it's, you know, it's actually breathing. It's a real machine. You know, like and it's been real cool and fun to watch it with. We knew the parts were there, or maybe some of them weren't, but we knew that it needed parts. And then to watch the machine being built midair almost, in an industry that's still being developed and built midair as well. So it's there's definitely more challenges, I think, in this industry than in any other industry. But it's definitely been... It's been fun to watch and to be a part of, obviously.
All the events that you've gone to, and I think you've been to the most of them with all of us, you know, that's just facts. MJ Biz, and of course that bizarre Halloween party was stupid. But I mean, what are some of your takes on some of that? Like some of your highlights of those.
Well, I like MJ Biz. I like the how live and activity it is.
Do you like the fact that you got to argue with so many people for? And when I say argue, it's the folks. You got to understand. We just attract so much attention.
The
workers that come around our booth because we have so much, and Chris is the one that deals with that.
Well, it's a live event, and what most folks don't understand is that it's a live event, and so it's live production, and there's going to be a lot of live hiccups, and so you've got to be able to roll with the punches, and that's one of the more fun parts is to deal with the live event.
It's a stress test,
like after
sure.
The TVs go up and one doesn't work and there's 36 connected.
Yeah. 36
that's,
TVs connected.
That's real spit right there,
and
folks.
And the one that doesn't work is at the very top, and it's completely buried by the rest of it.
And it's red in the background, you're going, ah!
Yeah, man.
But we deal with it and roll. What was the best memory, though, that, you know, you think back at MJ Biz and go,
I think the after party, even just, I mean, I was downstairs working the door, you know, three quarters of the night. And
it's like, I need your help, Doug. Don't go upstairs. He's like, Joe's all good. Joe's out front, first of all. And I'm like, Joe, we need you inside on the mic. And he's like, just hanging out.
I'm waiting
out.
For Craig.
No, he's smoking
old
a
ass.
Cigar. He's smoking a cigar. I'm waiting for Craig. He'll be here in 15 minutes. And an hour later, I'm like, dude, we need you in the front. You know what I mean? Like, we need you
inside. We need
inside,
you inside on the mic,
bro.
Joe.
And I don't think he really knew what was going on inside either. He was like, oh, it's cool.
I'm just seeing people walk by me and talk.
Hey,
how you doing? How you doing?
Slapping hands with people. And I'm like,
well, I mean, you got
Finally, I come up the third time. I'm like, Joe, we need you upstairs inside this place right now. And then I'm like, Chris. And he's like, all right, I'm going up with them. I'm like, dog, we need you out front right now.
What was going on is we were all outside hanging out because, yeah, we're waiting for people to gather. Craig, but before you know it, there's hundreds of people outside.
Yeah.
Right? And then before you know it, there's hundreds of people inside and hundreds of people outside.
It never stopped.
And it never stopped.
Yeah.
Right. Just at one point in time, you just peek your head up and you look over and, yeah, you're just seeing a sea of people. I mean, there's just cars coming in, honking. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, New York honking and car. I mean, just everywhere. It was just like, people holy shit, we got 2,000 people here now.
Yeah. It was funny because I was at the front door, and at first I was like, you know, I was there for like the first couple hours, and then finally the owner of the club's like, look, bro, he's like, you know everybody. He's like, and you're too nice.
Get your ass inside.
He's like, you're done up here. You're done. And I'm looking, I'm like, there's like 700 people still not in, dude. Like, you know, how are we going to get this going on? And he's like,
get inside.
Like,
just go, my bro. First rodeo.
Just take it easy, dude. Just go inside. Finally, I went inside and I grabbed the mic and I started helping Joe, you know, inside. He's hosting downstairs and I'm hosting upstairs. He's hosting upstairs. I'm hosting downstairs.
We literally would cross each other. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
We watch each other and he's like coming down. I'm going up and I'm like, cool, I got the mic and boom. And we're just switching hands, you know, and now I'm hosting downstairs and then he's hosting upstairs. And then Chris, you know, I want to tell you, you're such a pivotal part in our growth and you know, we've learned so much from each other, man. And I thank you, bro, for everything, because you're a hard worker, bro, and you know the ins and outs of this, you know, better than anybody with us. And you've been with us since the beginning, and it's not easy, you know, doing what we do. We have a lot of emotions, dude. There's times where we're, you know, there's a lot of stress tests. You know, we don't have all the answers.
Oh, the
dude.
Best is when we all argue, and it happens amongst us all the time, which is
so
great.
I love you, man.
Good cop, bad cop, huh?
Yeah.
No, I love you too.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Somebody's got to be it, and you know, for those that are hearing about these events and that we do, you know, if you're going to be in California, if you're going to be around the Palm Springs area, the Hall of Flowers in Palm Springs, we're going to do something real big there. And also next time in Las Vegas, May 12th through the 14th, we'll be at G4 Live, the Bud Tenders Awards at Resort Worlds. If you don't go, you don't grow, and you don't get to party with us, and it's going to be a great time. And everything you heard is not really about the parties, and, you know, we didn't want to do it to stroke our egos. We wanted to do this to stroke our staff's egos and let them know how much we appreciate them. Once again, I wanted the audience to hear what it takes. And there's actually other people that weren't on this show that were there
Cash,
as well.
Cash, Salar, Cam.
Yeah, and there's other people that we truly appreciate. Zach, yeah. And,
oh, it takes a village.
It takes a village, it really does.
Bro. And you know, if you're listening to us around the world, you know, and you come to California and you want to hang out with us, once again, 1-800-420-1980. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.